This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
It's the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. It's Thursday. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just
checking
on those good vibes. 585-252-9800. Where's our friends at this morning, Breeze?
Oh, they're here. they are here. They're ramped and they're ready.
Locked and loaded.
They sure are. Who's here? Patricia. Hi, Patricia. Says feeling good, and I have Galentine's today tonight as well.
All right, that a girl, Patty.
Oh, this person says it's not even 6 a.m. and Moose just casually called a 7-year-old a psychopath. Yeah, well, these things happen.
It's like you guys would be surprised. Listen, with all the true crime docs that I've watched, you have no idea.
It starts young. I just watched the final part, which they keep saying it's the final part. I've seen literally 7 series
of what?
Of Natalia Grace.
There's more.
I it's getting to the point where I'm like annoyed. I'm like, we get it. Like, because the new family took her in.
Yeah.
And then they turned on her, or she turned on them. And yeah. It's been a 20 part series for sure.
So do we know how old this girl is?
At this point, she has to be in her 30s.
Oh my God.
At this point. But the whole story is wild. If you haven't watched it, I don't want to recommend it just because you'll get really annoyed. And I don't know, every time a new batch of episodes they come out, they go, the final chapter. It's like, okay, well, you're going to release more in 5 days.
The final chapter.
So, yeah, it's very, very dramatic. Good morning and happy Thursday from Nico and Steven. Vibes
Hey-o.
Are up today for Pizza Thursday.
Oh, Pizza Thursday.
Love you guys. Hope you have a wonderful day. Oh, my God. We love you guys.
Who drives in the morning?
Oh, Nico, yeah, that's a good question.
Nico or Steve?
Is it Nico or Steve-o?
Who's driving?
Because they share the brand new car that they got.
Oh, please. Are you kidding me? They're filthy rich. You know they're getting a limo picked up every day.
No, fully.
So they're in the back of the car.
No, they have a driver. None of them drive. Because they need to sit back and text us. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. It's Amy from Sodas checking in. My vibes are great. My love and I are going away for the weekend. So hopefully you guys have a great rest of your day. Where are you and Nate going, Amy? Please share with us.
I wish Nate would just slide into my DMs once in a while and just ask me to hang out.
I know, right?
I don't understand.
Steve-O drives.
I met Nate once Remember that time Amy came in to the studio a year ago? I think it was longer than that. She brought Breezy and I these beautiful custom-made T-shirts and socks with our faces all over it. It's just pictures of Breezy and I from over the years.
She crushed.
Over the first few weeks we've known each other. They're awesome. And then we met her. That's her husband, right, Nate?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool guy.
Yeah. Good times, good heart, good family. A lot of kids. What about you? Oh, my God.
What about you? Vibes? Vibes are up?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a new woman after the tooth gem, so... I put a poll on my Instagram. I was like, do we love the tooth gem or do we hate the tooth gem? The results will shock you.
Breezy has a diamond stud on her tooth.
78% of the people said literally take it off. I hate those odds.
I don't like them either.
I hate those odds.
She walked in this morning and smiled at me and I just saw this
ding.
Yeah, ding. But you are a thug.
Oh, Amy said they're going to the Comfort Inn just to get away from the kids. So,
oh, they're going to the Comfort Inn. I love that for them.
Honestly, pop off. You'll probably get some beautiful sleep. Yeah. So, Florida soon. Can't wait to see my parents. That's all I really got for you.
That's fine. We'll take it. Breezy's heading out of here tomorrow. Vibes are up. It's Galentine's Day officially. This is the holiday, and some say it's bigger today than it's going to be tomorrow. We haven't had Valentine's Day on a Friday in quite some time, right? So, if you are a last minute Larry, you're not even think about trying to make reservations for tomorrow night.
And I mean, like you said, Friday, no shot.
On a Friday night?
You can't even get a reservation on a Friday without a holiday. So.
Oh, please. Think about all the unexpected pregnancies that are going to happen. No glove, no love. Let's get into the big story of the day. We haven't talked about RG&E in quite some time, but we're going to do it. Our friends at RG&E, what are they up to this time? I'll tell you about the rally that took place against them at Rochester City Hall. Justice for the people. It's coming up next on PXY. Stay there.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
PXY mornings, Moose, Breezy. Well, we haven't done this in a while. Let's talk about our good friends at RG&E.
What are they up to?
Well, there was a rally against RG&E that took place at the Rochester City Hall, with Metro Justice urging local government leaders to take action as thousands of residents face power shutoffs. If you're not familiar with Metro Justice, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but they are a progressive, member-driven grassroots organization, which they're dedicated to like social and economic and racial justice here in Rochester, New York. And they claim that from 2023 to 2024, RG&E shutoffs tripled to over 13,000, while profits increased by more than 13 million. Now, RG&E held a community event to assist customers with their accounts. The goal is to help you keep your lights on and your gas flowing, RG&E said, which I know. We've done quite a few stories about RG&E, and there's been a lot of headaches that have come with billing and all that stuff in the mail, along with customer service. Now, one RG&E customer shared her story at the rally, saying RG&E shut off her power for 3 months due to $6,000 billed from a previous apartment.
Right.
She goes, we were at a hotel. No Thanksgiving, no Christmas. All my money went towards the hotel expenses. Rochester has the third highest energy burden in the country. And basically, the rally is saying we can no longer afford RG&E. We just can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
Yes, we had more terminations than in the past 2 years, they said. But get ready for this, because this is really going to piss Breezy off, everybody. Yes, we've had a lot of terminations, but... a big part of that is because we had COVID. I can't believe they said that.
We're honestly pass the COVID cutoff. It's been 5 years, people. It's time to move on. That's like us being like, well, that one time when the Great Depression hit, like that would be like us still blaming stuff from the Great Depression.
You know, I don't know the numbers here, but they noted that 57% of customers are currently delinquent. And RG&E encouraged customers to reach out for assistance. Please give us a call. We have over 400 reps sitting here waiting for calls. So the goal is to contact us to make that arrangement. By the time we get to the disconnection phase, it's been months where you have not responded to our attempts. First of all, that's not true. Because I just got a bill Monday saying your power will be shut off on the 20th, which is next week, if your bill is not paid by the 20th.
Mm-hmm.
This was my first notice. And they were late on sending me the bill. Like, we need more options than RG&E.
We do.
They made $120 million last year in 2024.
We do.
And I like getting to a point where dealing with them is just becoming a joke.
Right.
It's like, what's worse? Dealing with DOT or RG&E?
Oh, golly. Yeah. Thank God I have Fairport Electric, is all I gotta say.
So the fight is up with Metro Justice rallying against RG&E. We'll see what happens with that.
We'll keep you posted.
If you missed the insecure dad, who we talked to live on the air yesterday, we'll catch you up to speed with the phone call coming up next. In fair warning, this was somewhat of a triggering call, especially for dads with teenage daughters who are currently dating right now. We'll play you the phone call from Parental Confidential coming up next.
98PXY is free and always will be.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, welcome to the show. Thank you guys for tuning in this morning. Earlier this week on the show, we read a message for Parental Confidential that came in from a very frustrated mom. But she was upset not at her 16-year-old daughter, but she was upset with her husband, who seems to lack a ton of respect for her 16-year-old daughter's boyfriend. Been together 4 months, he's 17, and according to the mom, he's the sweetest kid in the world. The reason her husband bullies him is because, according to him, he's too nice and a total pansy. These are his actual words. Plus, he doesn't like the same things that I do, which are sports and hunting and poker.
Please.
But he's not the one dating the 17-year-old kid. His daughter is. And this kid treats her with the most upright respect. He understands her insecurities. And this dad was kind of being a little bit of a douche.
Right. And we didn't love it.
Well, we got a lot of messages on this, even from some very upset dads who have daughters, who said, I would love my daughter to date a kid who treats her right, regardless if he's a nerd or not. I don't care. But this guy is only pushing his daughter and wife away from him. And he sounds insecure, but on top of that, he just sounds like a weak man. On the other hand, we get a few people that weighed in and said, I agree with the dad. I wouldn't want my daughter dating a weak dude either. Good on this guy. 585-252-9800. Give Breezy and I a call or a text. Let us know what side you're on. So his wife calls us yesterday during the show, who originally wrote the message for Parental Confidential. And then we politely ask if we can speak to her husband.
He put up a fight.
And here's what happened during the show yesterday. Take a listen. Elaine, are you there?
Hi, guys. I'm here.
Hi. Good morning. So thank you so much for coming on with us real quick. So did you happen to hear what was said yesterday after we read your message as far as the comments and the text messages that came in?
Yes, I did get a chance to hear it. Some of the messages were a bit upsetting, but I did hear it.
Is your husband there? Is he available to talk to right now to jump on with us real quick?
I'm not sure if it's something he'd entirely be comfortable doing.
I understand. If he's not, that's fine. But is he with you? Did he happen to hear any of the messages from yesterday?
He didn't, but I did tell him about it.
Do you want to ask him if he wants to jump on with us real quickly?
Give me 1 second.
Can you just talk to them for a minute? They're live on the radio right now. Can you just talk to them? Just come over here really quick. They just want to have a conversation.
1 second, guys. He's coming.
Thank you.
Perfect.
Yeah, I'm here.
Let's get this over with because I got to go to work.
Okay.
Okay. Good morning. Thank you for coming on with us real quick. It's Moose and Breezy. So I'm sure you're aware your wife wrote into the show yesterday.
Yeah, I'm aware.
We really just wanted to chat with you very quickly to get an understanding on your perspective on why you feel the way you feel about this whole situation with your daughter's boyfriend.
Okay. What's your name, you who I'm talking to right now?
My name's Moose.
Your name is Moose. I killed a moose once.
Okay.
All right, sir.
You have any kids?
No, I do not.
Great. So, you ever played ball? Sports?
Yeah, I played sports growing up, sure.
All right. Well, I played sports for a long time, including quarterback for my school, and I was pretty damn good at it. So, if you had a daughter and she was dating some Steve Urkel type of nerd who didn't know what football was, is that someone you would honestly want your kid to date?
Honestly, if I had a daughter, I would just want to make sure that the guy she is dating respected her. That would be the first and foremost. That would be the first priority.
Yeah.
Honestly,
Dad.
Like, let me cut in super quick here. Moose was in dance, so he's pretty artsy.
Yeah. So any dad can argue he wants a nice kid to be good to his daughter.
And right.
Yeah, sure. That's true. However, as a man, you have a responsibility to protect your lady. So
that's fair.
So if my daughter ever gets attacked or assaulted, do you think myself or my wife is going to feel comfortable knowing this kid doesn't have a shot in the world at protecting my daughter? Hell no. I have plenty of faith that he can download software and get rid of a virus on my computer. But unless you have kids, don't talk to me about how I disrespect my 16-year-old daughter's boyfriend, because you don't know shit.
Oh,
she is making a mistake. The kid is a pansy, and that's all I have to say
but
about it.
Do you But don't you feel like this is going to push your daughter away from you and your wife?
Sometimes we got to do things that the people that we're in charge of protecting don't like.
Why are you acting like we're like living in the movie 300? Like, there isn't like fights breaking out every single day. But if you're such a strong man, didn't you raise a strong woman?
I don't know who this is talking, but the men are speaking right now.
Oh, okay. The men are speaking. Okay. Well, you're not really saying a whole lot, so I figured I would interject.
I don't need this. Goodbye. Goodbye. I've had enough.
Oh, okay.
And there he goes. That was wild.
Well, everything's making a lot more sense.
There are dudes like this out there. And
do you think the wife that we talked to earlier was like blink twice, girl? Seriously.
Okay, so that happened. And you can probably already assume that a lot of people were not happy when he said the men were speaking.
Oh, my. People were unhappy, as was I. I mean, like, that's...
Sure, sure.
He was just so dismissive towards me. And I'm like, yeah, this is why. This is why I'm not into it. Okay, this person says, this guy sounds like an absolute psycho. This person says, I actually agree with the dad.
Yeah, see, in a lot
Thank you so much, Jonathan from Gates. This person says, sounds like someone stuck in high school. Grow up, sir. This is the common theme. So insecure, so much so that they're hanging on and clenching for their high school football days, still trying to squeeze into their Letterman jacket.
And this is a conversation I had to have with my buddy, because I was concerned. He's 42. But a couple of years ago, you walk into his room, and in his bedroom was all of his high school trophies and accolades from football.
Right.
And I'm like, this is not a conversation starter when a woman comes over. He goes, I was all state. Nobody cares.
Not one person.
Nobody cares. Congratulations on the success you had in high school. Is that where you peaked? No, it doesn't matter.
I like couldn't even tell you.
Like, you were all state. Panties are coming off.
No, fully. The only thing I remember winning in high school was worst driver for senior superlative. So, I mean, that's nothing to write home about.
No, it's really not.
It's probably one of the worst ones you could have won. I was like, I won something.
The text message
still rings true.
I know. The text that did come in, though, is a lot of people. We asked what side you were on this. And clearly a majority is that this dad should be so lucky to have a daughter dating somebody who actually really cares about her, regardless if he's a nerd or not.
Yeah.
He's 17. It's the first time she's actually really getting into the dating pool scene. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's not like she's going to marry this guy. Maybe she will. But regardless, the dude she does marry, oh, God forbid he doesn't play football or hunts or likes poker.
This person says, he sounds like a misogynistic jerk. Tell the wife to run.
You know, we got to do a wellness check on her.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Today.
Yeah.
So we should actually do that right now. We'll be right back.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.